Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. 22 clinicians in the Wide Bay have now been trained to use the new rape kits provided by the state government. Our reporter, Dan McCrae, explains the kits are vital for collecting forensic evidence after a sexual assault.
Since they were introduced in September last year, the new and improved kits have been used 534 times statewide. That's more than two per day. An average of 9 doctors and 12 nurses per hospital and health service have received the training, though the rollout has been varied, with some regions having as few as one trained doctor. It is worth noting, though, Forensic Medicine Queensland does have a 24/7 hotline to help untrained medical officers administer the kits.
All signs are pointing to a rate pause, with the Reserve Bank meeting later this morning. The cash rate currently sits at 4.35%, while Rate City Sally Tindall is urging Wide Bay borrowers not to hold their breath for a rate cut anytime soon.
Put the prospect of cash rate cuts entirely out of your mind and do not put them anywhere into your budget. But it would be prudent to factor in at least one more rate hike.
Paramedics and water police are on their way to a marine rescue off Gari. It's understood a distress call was made at around 9 p.m. last night for a prolonged medical incident that is still ongoing. Paramedics say weather conditions are impacting the rescue. We will bring you more as it comes. The number of visitors to the Cooloola Recreation Area could soon be capped after a sustainability report found action is needed to protect the popular site. The Sustainable Visitor Capacity and Management Study found vehicle passes increased by 29% between the 2016 and 2017 and 2020 and 2021 financial years. The state government says it is currently considering options to maintain sustainable visitor numbers at peak periods.